听力课堂，听 class.com。
Review 3.
Connie and Maria are talking. Listen to their conversation. Listen in particular for a word that sounds like hot.
Where's Stephen? He's very late.
Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy. Let's begin without him.
No, he has to do this story with you. I'm leaving, remember?
Okay, what's the word that sounds like hot?
Got.
Now listen and repeat.
Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy. Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy.Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy.
Since his wife got pregnant is the same as since his wife became pregnant. In this sentence, the verb to get means to become. Let's practice this particular use of get. You hear...
Since his wife became pregnant, he's been very busy.
And you say,
Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy.
You hear,
It's becoming so late. Let's begin without him.
And you say,
It's getting so late. Let's begin without him.
Ready? Here we go.
Since his wife became pregnant, he's been very busy.
Since his wife got pregnant, he's been very busy.
It's becoming so late, let's begin without him.
It's getting so late, let's begin without him.
You're becoming better and better at these interviews.
You're getting better and better at these interviews.
We've had a problem starting the car since it became so cold.
We've had a problem starting the car since it got so cold.
He became so angry he couldn't speak.
He got so angry he couldn't speak.
We all became sick after eating the cheeseburgers.
We all got sick after eating the cheeseburgers.
I'm becoming bored with this exercise.
I'm getting bored with this exercise.
Okay, let's listen to some more of the conversation between Connie and Maria.
When do you leave?
I leave tomorrow evening.
We have so much to do.You can't leave tomorrow.
I've had these airplane reservations since August, Connie. I'm leaving tomorrow.
We'd better wait for Stephen.
Now listen and repeat.
We'd better. We'd better wait for Stephen. We'd better wait for Stephen.
We'd better wait.Is the contraction of we had better wait. It means we should wait for Stephen. We'll have problems if we don't wait for him. Let's practice this expression. You hear,
Should we wait for Stephen?
And you say,
Yes, I think we'd better wait for him.
You hear,
Do I have to stop smoking?
And you say,
Yes, I think you'd better stop smoking.
Okay, let's go.
Should we wait for Stephen?
Yes, I think we'd better wait for him.
Do I have to stop smoking?
Yes, I think you'd better stop smoking.
Do we have to go to the office this morning?
Yes, I think we'd better go to the office this morning.
Should I pay you the money I owe you?
Yes, I think you'd better pay me the money you owe me.
Does she have to go to the hospital to have the baby?
Yes, I think she'd better go to the hospital to have the baby.
Should they follow the doctor's advice?
Yes, I think they'd better follow the doctor's advice.
Do we have to stop now?
Yes, I think we'd better stop now.
Okay. Now to the fast food restaurant where Connie is having lunch with some of the students she interviewed at Stanford High School.
Do you really like that fried chicken? It looks kind of, well...
funny.
Yeah, it doesn't really look like chicken.
But it's absolutely delicious. I've always loved the food here. This leg is wonderful with pickles.
Yuck!
Well, I've never liked it. It's really not very good for you. Besides, fast food is junk food. It's the same, you know. Just awful. I mean, so bad for your health and all that. I just never...
Be quiet. Here, Connie, try some of these fried onions with ketchup.
Now, listen and repeat.
I've always loved the food here. I've always loved the food here.
I've never liked it. I've never liked it.
Good. Now I say, I love the food here. And you say,
I've always loved the food here.
I say, she doesn't like it. And you say,
she's never liked it.
Okay, let's begin. I love the food here.
I've always loved the food here.
She doesn't like it.
She's never liked it.
He's a real turkey.
He's always been a real turkey.
We don't live in Stamford.
We've never lived in Stamford.
I don't have a lot of money.
I've never had a lot of money.
But you own a very big house.
But you've always owned a very big house.
I do my best.
I've always done my best.
This is the end of Review 3.